Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now. So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college,
that everybody has to wear a mazel,
and a $15
and that everybody has to social
and
distance,
how's that gonna be paid?
And that everybody has to get vaccinated.
Great question.
Good question.
I mean, you know, so. I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both.
No touching. That's harassment.
Someone has to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
He's going to pay for it. Oh, well, so like with all the money that businesses are saving with the shutdown, see now all the businesses, all the evil 1% have all this extra money.
I mean, we have a relationship right now where 1% of the population owns more wealth than the 99%
combined. 1% of the population has Wuhan, and the other 99% are all being punished for it. Like, oh my God, like I'm a Zoomer. Like, so like the Zoomers are like totally like more conservative than the millennials. Like, cause the right wingers were all saying that like on the internet, like for so long, like you could turn on like the internet and you would see like all these old right wingers who like don't know anything. And they'd be tweeting about how like, OMG, like the Zoomers are so much more conservative than like the millennials are. And oh my God, like totally, like when the Zoomers start voting, like, oh my God, it's gonna be so conservative. And like, oh my God. And then like suddenly there was like this Wuhan, and now all these corporations that we all hate, like totally the corporations are gonna force people to get vaccinated. And they're gonna make all kinds of money because they're gonna get rich because the government's gonna pay for the vaccinations. Tell you about a dream that I have every night. And it's like, okay.
So
like totally.
Go. Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right? So if they leave here, who's gonna pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave
the country.
If they leave, huh?
Oh.
But they're in quarantine.
I mean, there's always gonna be a 1% in the US.
There's always rich people to pay for everything. There's always gonna be 1%. There's always other people's money. There's never a lack of other people's money. We can get all the other people's money that we need.
Do you think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Totally. The Wuhan virus vaccine, my welfare, my universal basic income, my free college, the 1% can pay for everything. The government will just print more money and give it to the banks, and then the banks will loan it to the 1%, and then we tax the 1%, and then we can pay for everything, and everything is free.
You think your friends, their parents, your family would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits?
Oh, totally.
I come from an incredibly working class family.
Oh.
And my family is already on numerous forms of government assistance.
Yeah, because you're working so much. That's why you're on welfare.
In order to get me through college.
And why are you going to college? What's the point of that? You haven't learned anything in college. You don't understand how economics work.
To the progression of society.
No, sweetheart, you going to college has nothing to do with progressing society.
How many nights you sit beside the phone? What were the things you wanted for yourself?
I wanted a career and a fur baby. Because that's fulfillment.
We're very rational, loving, accepting, non-xenophobic, and we're Syrians. Come on over. Actually, I'm in Pennsylvania,
we got
so
all the welfare you want.
We're still accepting refugees.
Come on over.
Now this is one of them occasions where the homie's not doing it right. I mean, he found him a hoe that he lied. But you can't make a hoe a housewife. And when it all boils down, you're gonna find in the end a bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So what you found, you a hoe that you lied. But you can't make a hoe a housewife.
Smoke weed every day.
Especially if you're in the People's Republic of Colorado. Because the weed.
This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, fuck your laws.
Yeah, fuck your laws that prevent you from killing me. I little brown girl. I privileged. I special.
Everyone who doesn't think the way I do is
obviously.
Just a Nazi. We'll be screeching loudly, preaching, understanding while we punch some. Some Nazis will never admit that we were just a bunch of hypocrites. I'm so freaking shameless, nameless in the crowd where I'll be acting like a Nazi.
Big lies matter.
So I sprint to the co-op.
Oh gosh, she sprints to the co-op.
I get two blue books. And
I haven't listened
to
this since the last
episode of
College Kids Cast.
I'm sitting down in the front row. I text my friend who's in the class. This girl's like, I'm in the third row. And I turn around and she's not in the third row. I'm like, I don't know why you kick out, but you're not there. Like, I'm in the first row. You're in the third row. That's what happened. And then I look around some more and I'm like,
that's exactly what it sounds like.
I'm in the class in like a month. But still, like, I don't recognize them. And so I asked this girl, I'm like, this is RTF, right? This is like world cinema history. She's like, no, this is physics.
World cinema history.
Okay, then where's my exam? I text my friend, and she's like, you get different classroom assignments for your exam. We're in Hog. So I'm like,
oh my God.
And I run, straight into a window in front of all these people. So I scream expletive and move 2 feet to the left to an open door.
Because you're an idiot.
And run to Hog.
Of course I'm gone. I don't care at all. Psycho.
Good morning, children. Oh, the college kids are back, thank God. The entertainment, it never ends. Never fucking ends. This morning I sat down and started going through the issues of the CSU Collegian that I have in order to start looking for material for the podcast, and holy fucking shit, do we got entertainment. All right, let's just get the fuck on it, because there's a lot to cover. I don't know how many episodes I'm going to be recording today. It'll be for a while, perhaps. CSU Collegian, the move-in edition. This is when the kids were coming back to college. Where's the date, guys? Where's the fucking date? There's no date. You put out an issue of the newspaper that has no date on it. Well done. Well done, Zoomers. Anyway, move-in was between August the 18th and the 23rd, so it must have come out sometime before that. So there's a wraparound that goes around the Collegian, and you open it up, and on the inside there's this big spread here, and it says, before you go to class, your CSU job, or any lab or field project, be sure to fill out the Daily Symptom Checker. It's available online. We've mentioned this before, but apparently the Zoomers, each day, before they go anywhere, they have to go on the internet and go through the symptom checker to make sure they don't have the Wuhan. It says here, 91% of students practice public health behaviors to avoid spreading Wuhan. So does that mean, apparently that means 91% of you are idiots. I mean, what does this mean? Like, what does this have to do with anything? Like, I'm looking at this, okay, I get it, like it's some statistic. And there's a source here. The resource is recovery.colostate.edu/social norms. The fact that there is a page on the CSU website called Social Norms, just the phrase social norms, is that not Orwellian? I mean, is it just means, well, we have a website, we have a webpage for social norms. Okay. I don't know what's there. I didn't go there. I don't care. But supposedly this statistic came from that website. Here's my question. Like, why are you presenting me with this statistic? why is this presented? Are people supposed to look, well, 91% of people are doing this. I should do the same thing. Like, what is the point? You know, it's fascinating to me how all the Wuhan idiots think that this is science and it's a fact and all this other stuff. And yet they devote so much effort to trying to persuade people to go along with something that they claim is obvious and is science and all this other shit. I mean, look, if it was science, you wouldn't need to give me statistics about what other people are doing in order to persuade me to do it. Nobody needs to show me, like, 91% of people shit into their toilet. When they're finished shitting, they clean the shit off of their ass and then they flush the toilet. Right? You don't need to give me statistics to convince me that I should do that, because it's fairly obvious. And then here on the other page, there's some pictures of CSU students and their parents and shit like that, and none of them are wearing muzzles. And it says down here under the pictures, there's a illustration of a muzzle just sort of floating in thin air. The muzzle is not on a person's face, unless maybe it's on the face of the invisible man. And it says, all images used are pre-Wuhan. Colorado State University follows all public health precautions and orders. Because in addition to virtue signaling everything else, we now have to constantly, we, Colorado State University, have to now constantly virtue signal how concerned we are about the Wuhan virus. The move-in edition of the Collegian, the cover image here, is an up-close illustration of a person's face with, of course, a muzzle on, and the big text across the muzzle says, move in, masked. Because mask, the muzzles are everything. Everything is the muzzle. The muzzle is everything. The muzzle is the new virtue signaling. The muzzle is the new fashion trend. The muzzle is the new superstition. The muzzle is the new global warming. The muzzle is the new recycling. That's what it is. My God, that's what it is. I just thought of that. The muzzle is the new recycling. Right? 40 is the new 20. Fat is the new attractive. And the muzzle is the new recycling. What do you do to virtue signal how much you care? You put your plastic water bottle in the fucking recycling bin. No, guys, that's totally 2019. In the current year, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2020, what you do to virtue signal how much you care about other people is you wear a muzzle. And you wear that muzzle all the fucking time. And you wear that muzzle religiously. And you don't question the muzzling. You do not question the muzzling. There is no questioning of the muzzling because you are a Zoomer and you're the smartest generation ever and you have Google and you're more conservative than the millennials and you're the future of America. Also down here it says, remind politicians they work for you. Vote. Which is fucking hilarious because no. You are the property of the politicians, you fucking idiots. All right, let's cruise through here. I started reading this, and I stopped because it started getting so funny. I said, no, I got to save some of this. I got to save this, and there's plenty of it. It's almost a full-page spread. Here we go. So this is the first issue of the Collegian. This is the move-in special. Actually, it says that it's volume 130, number 2. So maybe there was another one before this. Anyway, so here's what's important. Okay. The first article in here, the headline, officials discuss Wuhan precautions as Rams return to campus. Second headline, second article. How student government changes campus and the community. There's that word, community. God, that word makes me sick. I'm so fucking sick of hearing community. Third article, headline. CSU, comma, students in the fight for change as bias incidents continue. By Laura Studley. Studley? Studley. That's her name, Studley. Okay, here we go. I did not look up Laura Studley. I can imagine what she looks like. So can you. George Floyd's death. Oh, God. Because we can't stop talking. George Floyd's death on May 25th sparked protests across the nation calling for change. 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 Remember, guys, remember, if we put Jews in concentration camps and gas them, that's change. That would be change. This demand for action is all too familiar for the Colorado State University community. In 2015, a Confederate flag was hung in the Phi Kappa Tau's fraternity house. Oh my God. In 2017, a noose was found hanging on a Newsom Hall floor of the only black student and resident assistant there. In 2019, four students posted a photo where they were wearing blackface. And it was funny, and I put that on the website. The list goes on. The list goes on. So you found, between 2015 and 2019, you found three incidents. But the list goes on. Yes, I know, because like every day on CSU campus, there's black people being hung by the neck, you know, swinging in the wind on the end of a noose. There's posses of white people on horseback riding around shooting black people with rifles for the fun of it. You know, the black people are out there having to pick that cotton. Yeah, they're so fucking oppressed here on CSU campus. Students have openly and continuously criticized how the university handled these incidents. And yet these students who openly and continuously criticize the university for not doing what they think they should do, they keep coming back to the university and they keep taking out loans and they keep giving the university the money. In September 2019, following the blackface incident, the plaza was filled with chalk messages stating, quote, CSU sides with racist, unquote, and asking, quote, who is CSU protecting, unquote. This is because the students in the blackface photo were not punished to whatever extent. I mean, I don't know if anything happened to them at all, if nothing happened to them, but as far as I know, they were not expelled from the university, which is, of course, what the POCs and the POC supporters wanted, because when you have an average IQ of 85, you can't hold your own in a debate, and therefore, the only way for you to win a debate is to have anyone who disagrees with you eliminated. And the blackface photo was funny. I saw it. You saw it. If you've been on this, it was funny. But when you have an IQ of 85, you also don't have a fucking sense of humor. Wanklandia forever. You know, someone pointed out, where the fuck was it? It was somebody that I was listening to. You know, pointed out, so you got the Black Panther movie and the guy died and everything, and you got Wanklandia. So let me see if I got this right. Wanklandia was a country populated exclusively by black people, and they hid themselves from the world so other people couldn't come there to take advantage of their advanced technology. So Wanklandia is an ethno state that doesn't allow immigration. Isn't it fascinating how when the Pox and the Kikes have ethnostates and don't allow immigration, that's okay. It's only when white people want to have an ethnostate. Suddenly, racist. Racist. The chalk was later washed away during, quote, regular maintenance, unquote, according to a university tweet. I love how Twitter is now considered like a source of official information. That's just bizarre to me. But I guess there it is. I mean, we certainly can't consider the media to be a source of official information. The university said that the chalk should not have been removed and that the employees had been informed that such messages are allowed. By such messages, I assume we mean anti-white messages. In November 2019, CSU implemented the Race, Bias, and Equality Initiative, seeking to find and execute actionable plans to address issues of both race and racism and bias and equality, according to the initiative's website. Additionally, in other words, to force people to associate with each other, to force people to accept, to force white people to accept the extermination of their race. Additionally, the initiative intends, quote, to empower all members of our campus community to learn, work, live, and recreate in a safe and welcoming environment, unquote, while forcing you to associate with people you may not want to associate with. We're going to empower all members of our campus community to learn, work, live, and recreate in a safe and welcoming environment. How do you empower a person to exist in a particular environment? What does this mean? What does that mean? Welcome. What? I can't even analyze that. I don't know what that means. Let's move on. The initiative's website highlights the steps taken to achieve these goals stated in its mission statement. Major steps include, we're going to find out how they're doing this, coordinating a team to lead the initiative. Okay, so in other words, there's some people who couldn't get jobs because they majored in ethnic studies, and so we're going to, this is all just job creation. You realize this, right? This is job creation for people who have worthless degrees. That's what this really is. This is not about empowering members of our community to recreate in a safe environment. This is about creating jobs for people who can't get jobs. Major steps include coordinating a team to lead the initiative, as well as reading and approving RBEI submissions, which propose ideas to improve the university community. According to source is in all capital letters. I don't know what source is. The RBEI, that's the Race, Bias, and Equality Initiative. According to source, the RBEI received more than 100 proposals from various students, staff, and faculty. From those, two have been chosen as a focus point. The first focuses on first-generation students by, quote, unifying and strengthening, unquote, current initiatives to enhance the first-generation program at CSU. Once again, what is that? Unifying and strengthening current initiatives to enhance the first-generation program. Now, for those of you who don't know, because you're not retarded or stupid or care, which it would be normal, first-generation program. So this is another buzz phrase, a first-generation. So this is the first person from your family to go to college. This is like still a big deal, even though at this point everyone can get into college. So that's what this means. So if you're the first person, if you're a first generation, if you're the first person from your family to go to college, so you're a first generation student and you need to be celebrated and you need to have all of these special things done for you, because you can't just go to the college and go to your classes and listen to the professor read things to you out of the book and then do your homework and then take the test and then pass and then get a diploma and go get a job. No, you have to constantly be applauded. You have to constantly be told how wonderful you are. You have to constantly get all of this attention and affirmation. Oh my God, look at you. You went to college. Oh goodness. The second initiative focuses on creating a teaching certificate program for graduate students aiming to enhance diversity and equality, creating a more unified approach to inclusivity in the classroom. Okay, let's read that again. The second initiative, I cannot fucking talk today for some reason. Wait, that's every day. The second initiative focuses on, okay, this is how we're going to solve racism. This is how we're going to solve students thinking it's funny to take blackface photos, which it was funny. This is how we're going to stop people from hanging up Confederate flags. This is how we're going to end racism and bring equality to the world. Creating a teaching certificate program for graduate students aiming to enhance diversity and equity. By creating this teaching certificate program, they are going to create a more unified approach to inclusivity in the classroom. This is for graduate students. So after 12 years of public education, 4 years of undergrad, you're now going to take additional classes for which you're going to pay money, so that you can learn about diversity and inclusivity. Because for the past 16 years of your life, you haven't had diversity and inclusivity and how racist white people are shoved down your throat every fucking day. So you need to pay more money to get a certificate. Once again, this is just job creation. There's a bunch of people that majored in ethnic studies and they can't get jobs. So now they've created this certification program that these graduate students will have to attend and pay for, so that these people, I use the term people loosely, who have these diplomas in ethnic studies can get paid. This is welfare. This is job creation for people who can't find jobs. We're going to create a more unified approach to inclusivity in the classroom, because right now the inclusivity in the classrooms is not sufficiently unified. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to assume it means there's just not enough hatred for white people. Because I don't know how else – I don't know how the inclusivity that's constantly being shoved down our throats every moment could be more unified. What does that mean, unified? How are we going to how do you unify inclusivity? You make the quotas universal? Okay, this is where I stopped reading, so I don't know what's coming after this. Because just when I read that, I busted out laughing. So I was like, ah, shit, I wish I would have read this cold for the podcast. Because when I read that last sentence, I literally, Hitler, just started laughing out loud. I didn't type LOL on Twitter in a sentence that has no capital letters and punctuations because I'm a fucking retard. I literally, Hitler, busted out laughing. How you cannot laugh at that sentence, I don't know. Creating a teaching certificate program for graduate students aiming to enhance diversity and equity, creating a more unified approach to inclusivity in the classroom. How do you not laugh at that? Quote, we're quoting somebody here. Quote, it is important to note that in order to truly begin making progress, we had no progress until now. You know, the fucking Republicans freed the slaves, put them on welfare, let the women vote. But my God, we've just had no progress. If we're going to, here's what we got to do if we're truly going to start making some progress, right? Oh. It is important to note that in order to truly begin making progress, we must focus. Quote, unquote, according to an email sent to the CSU community. Focus on what? That's not really a complete sentence. The quote continues, quote, while we wish we had the capacity and resources to pursue all the ideas submitted, we wouldn't be able to do that without risking the success of each, unquote. Above all, the RBEI is more about support than anything else. Well, yes, because there's no progress to be made. There are no black people picking cotton. The Ku Klux Klan is not riding around on horseback, shooting black people in the streets and burning crosses. Black people are racking in the entitlements thanks to affirmative action and welfare. Women are destroying our society. Homosexuals and trannies and child molesters are being publicly celebrated. And the corporations are 100% on board with every bit of this, and the government essentially exists to serve the corporations. I mean, there's no quote-unquote progress to be made. The only progress left is the total extermination of white people. I mean, that's really the only thing you have not achieved at this point. So yes, your organization is more about support than anything else because you know you can't show any actual real-world results. Above all, the RBEI is more about support than anything else, according to Vice President for Diversity and the co-chair of the Race, Bias, and Equity Initiative, Mary Onivertos. Quote, RBEI provides another platform to give students those much needed high fives and show them that there really are people behind those screens, unquote, she said. There really are people behind those screens. No, I don't know what she's talking about either. And then we're going to give the students much needed high fives. See, it's not about progress. It's not about, say, for example, being a poor black person and going to college and majoring in engineering and then leaving college and getting a job at an aerospace company and designing a fucking airplane and making six figures a year. No, it's about their feelings. It's about giving the students high fives. It's about making them feel good. It's not about progress. It's not about advancement. It's about making non-white people feel good. Because apparently non-white people can't even manage their own emotions. I mean, they have no sense of humor. They can't manage their own emotions. They have average IQ of 85. Gee, I wonder why they're failures. Oh, wait, it's because white people are racist. Gee, and as a white person who, if you listen to this podcast, if you go back in time, listen to 15 years of my podcasting, which you can do if you purchase the archive, you will hear me saying all this bullshit about how, you know, black people are equal. And you can hear the non-racist great one back when I was stupid. But after 20 years of having how racist white people are shoved down my fucking throat day after fucking day after fucking day. Well, guess what? In addition to the university's measures, students have taken part in a multitude of protests and walks of solidarity. Well, anything to get out of doing your homework, right? From the CS Unite March in 2018 to the public outcry surrounding Charlie Kirk's talk once in 2018 and again in 2019 and the fag tag Not Proud to Be Blackout event, these blackout. Whoa, first of all, that's racist. Secondly, they did not capitalize black in blackout. Speaking of that, I just want everyone to know because I do this sometimes, and I know a lot of people are very offended by this, and I've figured out a way to show the proper respect and to make the atones for it and to treat this with the dignity that it deserves and to support the POX community. So I just want everyone to know that in the future, anytime that I say the word nigger, I'm saying it with a capital N. The CSU community, there's that word, has made their voices loud, standing in direct opposition to hate seen on campus. It has been no different since Floyd's death. Students have joined in the national protest in support of the black, here we capitalized black like good little fucking retards, support of the black with a capital B community, including demonstrations on campus and in Old Town, because, again, we just need something to do to avoid doing our homework. Despite the collective effort, acts of racism are still occurring in the Fort Collins community. Hold it! Oh, God, I'm so happy I saved this. Despite the Zoomers walking around on campus with their muzzles on, holding up Black Lives Matter signs, why, racism continues to occur. You mean you going to your protest with a bunch of other little white girls holding up a sign and wearing a muzzle didn't end racism? Holy shit! Who knew? Who fucking knew? Protesting doesn't change things. And once again, a lot of this BLM protesting is just making people hate you more. You're not solving any problems by burning down buildings and hitting people with 2x4s and throwing bricks through windows. Well, not all BLM protesters are like that. No, but enough of them are. Maybe you guys need some more laws. Maybe we need some more forced association. Maybe we need some more affirmative action laws, right? Maybe if we just had higher taxes to give more welfare to people who have IQs of 85 and who have 4 children by 3 different baby daddies and aren't married. Maybe if we did that, maybe that would eliminate racism. Despite the collective effort, despite walking around with signs and muzzles, acts of racism are still occurring in the Fort Collins community. Not just the CSU community. These students, these Zoomers that you conservatives think are going to save you because they're so conservative. These Zoomers think that they're going to end racism, when remember what they define as racism, not real racism. They think they're going to end racism in Fort Collins by standing around in Old Town holding up a sign while wearing a muzzle. Not only are they stupid, they're also lazy. In July, the Collegian learned of a fake restaurant listing. I got to talk about this in the future. This was hilarious. So again, it's called humor. You don't get it. Why? Because you have to have an IQ over 85 to get the jokes. In July, the Collegian learned of a fake restaurant listing using racist language. No, it was funny language to describe individuals of Asian descent. The creators of the listing were contacted by a university representative. However, the invitation to converse about the harm was denied. According to CSU Director of Media Relations and Denver Outreach, Mike Hooker. So in other words, so some people... Here's the short story of what happened. These people created on the internet a fake restaurant. They got it listed on Yelp and everything. I think it was Yelp. It was one of those. They had fake reviews, and it was humorous. It was funny. It was like a Wuhan thing, making fun of Asians. So the initiative to converse about the harm was denied. These people who made this fake website are under no obligation to come to CSU and talk to a bunch of losers about how their feelings got hurt. It's like if someone contacted me, a great one, you just said on your podcast that when you say the word nigger, you're going to say it with a capital N. Well, we'd like to invite you to converse about the harm that you've done to our POX community. I'm going to deny your request for me to come and degrade myself by speaking with a bunch of people who don't know what is a joke. Right? The people who made this fake restaurant on the internet, much like me, have these finite lives and they're going to die one day. And when the option presents itself to spend part of our finite life interacting with people who are too stupid to even be alive, we're going to go ahead and say no to that. But these people think that their commitment to diversity and inclusivity is so great that everyone else in the world around them is supposed to fall down and come crawling to them and want to be part. Oh my God, it's so tragic. I hurt someone's feelings. Oh, please, please let me come and speak with you and let's have a dialogue so I can atone for the terrible things I've done by making this fake joke restaurant on the internet. Oh my God, Lamia, I'm so sorry. And this is what they want. They want white people to get down on their knees and fucking worship them. Let's continue. The quote, the implications of such an establishment. It was not an establishment, it was a joke. Quote, the implications of such an establishment are to propagate anti-Asian sentiment. You know, says the person who votes Democrats, the Democrats being the political party that put the Japanese people into concentration camps. To propagate the anti-Asian sentiment and must be seen unequivocally as an act of racism, unquote. It must. You're not allowed to think for your, understand this, guys, you're not allowed to think for yourself. You do not get to decide what constitutes racism or does not constitute racism, okay? This act must unequivocally be seen as an act of racism. You do not get to make these fucking decisions. You do not get to decide what is and is not racism. A statement released by the Asian/Pacific American Cultural Center read, you see, fat women who have degrees in the liberal arts and the diversities, they get to decide what is and is not racism, not you. Quote, even if such an establishment has the intention of situational humor, this deeply offensive creation publicizes racial vilifications. All white people are racist, and these fucking pieces of shit are talking about racial vilifications. Once again, I'm dead serious about this. Do you fucking idiots not understand why white people such as myself, who used to, used to just not be racist? Do you understand? There's a reason now why we want to deport you. It's this right here. This is why the white people who are becoming white nationalists are becoming white nationalists, because you just keep fucking poking us with a stick. You just keep fucking poking and you won't stop poking. And then after you've poked us so many fucking times and we turn around and we punch you in the face, you just can't fucking figure out why you got punched. And it's because of the 85 IQ. I get it. And that's the, I don't expect you to understand. See, I've moved past that. I'm not like these fucking Republicucks who think that, well, we can just educate the black people out of their stupidity. No, you can't. They can't be fixed. People who say shit like this can't be fixed. Okay? This, whoever the fuck, probably some fat woman with a liberal arts degree and a diversities fucking diploma, whoever wrote this shit in this email, this piece of shit cannot be fixed. There's no fucking convincing or persuading these people. These people are the fucking enemy. Quote, even if such an establishment had the intention of situational humor, this deeply offensive creation publicizes racial vilification and continues to deter us from our mission of racial equity and inclusiveness, unquote. Racial equity and inclusiveness, forced association. You are going to force white people to associate with non-white people. Once again, are you going to go to any Pacific Islands and force the Pacific Islanders to associate with black people and white people and brown people? Are you going to Japan and forcing them to associate? Are you going to fucking Israel and forcing the fucking kikes to let in a bunch of fucking Syrians? Are you doing that? No. The only place where people need forced association is places that have white people. You are the fucking racist. And why other white people can't figure this out, other than average IQ of 90, which is only 5 points. For those of you who are average white people, your average, actually, I think the average white IQ in the U.S. last time I saw was 98. Those of you with the 98 IQs, I don't even know where I was going. I got so pissed off I lost where I was going with that. Okay. At a July Aurora, Colorado protest, a blue Jeep Wrangler drove through a crowd of protesters calling for justice in the death of Elijah McCain. So a blue Jeep Wrangler, it just drove itself. There wasn't a person, the blue Jeep Wrangler, because it's important that we know it's a blue Jeep Wrangler. I wonder if Jews, no, the other Jew, the other, God damn it, the other J word, not Jew, Jeep. I wonder if Jeep paid for this product placement. So this blue Jeep Wrangler all by itself drove through a crowd of protesters. Was the crowd of protesters by chance on the sidewalk? Were they in a plaza? Maybe they were in a parking lot. Or were they in a road? And full disclosure, I don't know. This, right now, reading this, this is the first I've heard about this because I don't give a shit. I just don't give a shit about a bunch of fucking pocks whining about how oppressed they are in a country where they get welfare and they have fucking indoor plumbing and they have electricity. I'm just sick of fucking hearing about it. Okay. Guys, go back to Wanklandia. All right. We was kings. Go back to your fucking king land. Anytime. That's racist. Yeah, you know why it's racist? Because Africa's a shithole. And telling people to go back to Africa is telling them to go to a place that is shitty. And why is Africa a shithole? Well, what is Africa filled with? Well, it's got giraffes. It's got elephants. It's got zebras. It's got gazelle. Did any of those things make Africa shit? No. What, gosh, what is it that makes Africa a shithole? Oh, it's those people. With the average IQ of actually less than 85 on that continent. Well, no, great one. It's because white people came over and colonized Africa, and they just haven't recovered from it. Well, that's fascinating. The Japanese got nuked. They recovered from it. The Germans got firebombed out of existence damn near. They recovered from it. But black people, somehow or another, just can't recover from white people showing up and building buildings and roads and power plants. Oh, God. I mean, when you're not smart enough to recover from that, maybe that should tell you something. Japanese got fucking nuked, radioactive, turned into shadows on the fucking wall. Oh, they recovered. Of course, they don't have an average IQ of less than 85. But hey, the pox are equal to white people. White people are all racist. White people are the scum of the earth. White people are responsible for all the problems, and the pox are equal to them. Wait a minute. That concept seems to present some problems. All right, moving on. Let's get back to this blue Jeep Wrangler that drove over these people. Screenshots posted by Instagram account at Colorado State Memes show a LinkedIn profile of former student Kyle Scott Falkerson claiming he was driving the vehicle. Kyle, is he the guy that... See, this is the beauty of not keeping up on current events. Is he the guy that had the guns and he was protecting because Dick Masterson talked about this on the Dick Show. He was protecting his boss's, what do you call that, auto dealership or something. Anyway, I mean, I guess if I knew more about these things, it might be funny or not. I don't know. Vice President for Student Affairs and Coach. It's a great one. Is this thing? No, there's still two more fucking columns here. Because you can never write too much in your student newspaper about racism. It's just every issue of the Collegian, there's something in here about racism. It's all that's in here. Vice President for Student Affairs and co-chair of the Race, Bias, and Equity Initiative, Blanche Hughes, said that when it comes to creating a more equitable community, I am so fucking sick of the word equitable also. Guys, there's no such thing as an equitable community. People are not equal. People don't all get, and when they say equitable, we know they mean equal outcomes. We know that they don't mean equal opportunities. Because once again, as much as you don't want to believe this, there's nobody out there stopping black people from getting jobs just because they're black. Because quite honestly, most people are too cucked to do that. I will be 100% dead honest with you. If I was a business owner and I was hiring people right now, today, there's no way in hell I'd hire a black person. Just like there's no way I'd hire a woman. Unless, I mean, I don't want to say never, right? Again, it's, there's always your outliers, right? I mean, like if the goddamn Bacon showed up and wanted a job, okay, I would hire him. But that's because I know something about him as who he is. But no, it's you. But see, I'm a white nationalist. I'm a racist. I'm a sexist. I'm a homophobic. You know, I'm evil. I'm a Nazi. Your average business, 99% of the people that own businesses don't have the fucking sense of self-preservation, and they don't have the understanding. Okay, let me rephrase that. 99% of white men who are heterosexual and own businesses do not understand that not all, but there's this alliance of pox and women and homos and pedophiles and trannies and yes, even the fucking Jews with their ethnostate, who are aligned with destroying white people. And bringing one of those people into your business can only go bad, because the first time something happens that someone doesn't like, they accuse you of racism, or they accuse you of fag tag me too, or they accuse you of anti-Semitism. You don't bring those people into your – it's like Adam Piggott said in one of his podcasts. If you have a business, no women, no homosexuals. You don't bring those people in because they're going to destroy your business from the inside. Why exactly I'm ranting about this, right? Oh, because equality. Because again, yes, if it was me, you're not going to have a chance at – equal opportunity if I'm the hiring manager. I will first one to tell you, I am absolutely not hiring a black person. So with me, no, you don't get equal opportunity. 99% of the businesses out there, they don't give a shit if you're black or white. They're just looking for someone who's qualified. Or they're looking for someone who's dumb enough to take the job for what they're paying. But either way, yeah, right. No one, when black people go and apply for jobs, no one is taking their fucking resumes and throwing them in the trash. There is no unlike the unified effort to exterminate white people, I hate to break this to you, there's no unified effort to prevent black people from getting jobs. In fact, we would love it if you pox would go get some fucking jobs, because maybe you could get off of welfare. All right, blah, 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 said that when it comes to creating a more equitable community at CSU, education is critical. Because once again, these kids have already had 12 years of diversity shoved down their throat. They need more education. But how much education? Okay, look, guy, once again, if the pox and white people really were equal, how much education do you need to convince people that pox and whites are equal? It's not education, it's brainwashing. And it's the creation of jobs for people who can't get jobs because they don't have useful skills. Well, the community isn't equitable enough. We need more education. So we need more classes. So we need more teachers. So more people who majored in ethnic studies and liberal arts can get jobs. That's all this ultimately is. I mean, if you think here's the thing, like if you're a POX and you think that these stupid fucking people like Blanche Eush, if you think Blanche Eush gives a flying fuck about you, you're, well, average IQ of 85. Blanche doesn't give a fuck about you. Blanche is pretending she cares about the pox. You're just a meal ticket for her. She's using you. And I, once again, see, this is something I've talked about this in the past. Of course, are black men ever going to figure out that the feminists are using them? No, I've given up the ghost. You're not. You POCs are never going to figure out that feminists and white leftists are just using you. And the Republicans wish they could use you. God, the Republicans are so desperate for black people to vote for them. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Watching the Republicans sucking up to black people, just degrading themselves. But your white leftist friends are not your friends. They're just using you. And there was a time when I wonder if the black people ever figure out that they're not. No. I've long given up on that. There are many resources available to create a community devoid of hateful and racially biased incidences, she said. Incidents, not incidences. That's not a word. There are many resources available to create a community, fucking word, devoid of hateful and racially biased incidents, she said. We're going to create a community devoid of hateful and racially biased. So, once again, we know that hating white people is excluded from that. What are these resources? I mean, obviously, more education, more classes. And then, of course, I don't know, imprisonment. Hate crime legislation, rather hate speech legislation. You said that the intellectualism that you said, fuck, I can't read. You said that intellectualism and mindfulness are terms that can be used to describe the type of personal judgment that students can utilize to be more tolerant, kind, and equitable. It's just sentences of buzz phrases. Tolerant, kind, equitable, personal judgment, mindfulness, intellectualism, community, hateful, racially biased, equitable, community. It's just these words. It calls individuals to be informed enough to assess incidents and mindful enough to adjust the individual's behavior or to seek out help, she said. Well, no, we don't want individuals, well, to be informed enough to assess incidents. In other words, to be brainwashed. Because earlier it was said that this, the fake restaurant was unequivocally racist. I mean, you're not allowed to assess whether or not something is racist. There are many resources available on campus for students who have experienced bias-related incidents, unless, of course, you're white, you're a heterosexual man, if you're a Christian, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, if you're a fundamentalist Christian, if you're a Catholic, right? If you're a Republican, if you're a Trump supporter, right? If you're one of those things and somebody does something biased towards you, well, you can go fuck yourself. Students can report the incident using an online form. Of course they can. On the CSU Support and Safety website, there are also resources to help better understand the process, because the process of complaining that someone hurts your feelings is so complicated that you need to read instructions how to do that. Recently, there has been an increase. Of course there's been an increase. There's got to be an increase. There's going to be an increase in Wuhan. That there always has to be an increase. If you don't have an increase, these people don't have jobs anymore. Why is this so hard to understand? Racism and discrimination will never go away. If racism stopped being a thing, if somehow we magically became non-racist, these people, like, what the fuck is her name? Blanche Hughes, she would have no job. She will always find racism. All these people that are being hired right now because of the Wuhan pandemic, right? They're always going to find Wuhan. This is why I'm telling you, the Wuhan virus, at least here in the state of Colorado, it's never going away, because the government is creating these departments to deal with Wuhan and hiring these people to be Wuhan pandemic planners and all this other stuff. It's never going away, because if the Wuhan goes away, all these people lose their jobs. If racism goes away, all these people lose their jobs. So yes, racism will always be increasing. It will always be increasing. Wuhan virus will always be increasing. Global warming wackos. If global warming turns out to not be a thing, they will all lose their jobs. Okay? That's why the danger and the threat and the global warming is always increasing. The ice caps are going to melt 10 years from now. And a year from now, the ice caps are going to melt 10 years from now. And 3 years from now, the ice caps are going to melt 10 years from then. And then it's going to be hotter than ever. And every summer is the hottest summer on record. Because if global warming goes away, they lose their fucking jobs. Global warming will always be increasing. Wuhan virus will always be increasing. I do not know which part of Wuhan virus is not going to go away. Some of you cannot understand. In 10 years, you're all, goddamn, the great one was right. We're still walking around wearing muzzles. Racism will never go away, because it's why you have a job. Okay. Recently, there has been an increase in racially biased incident reports attributed to the current climate around racial bias. Wait. There has been an increase in racially biased incidents attributed to the current climate around racial bias. Actually, it kind of makes sense, because yes, this is me. I am more racially biased than I've ever been in my life. Why? Because I constantly have how racially biased white people are shoved down my throat every fucking moment of my life. Yes, if all you do is walk around and you talk about how everybody's a racist and racism is everywhere and everything is racism and systemic racism and that this is racism and these are microaggressions and that's all racist, then yeah, people are going to start finding racism everywhere. Either they're going to become overly paranoid and they're going to think everything is racism, or people who see through it are just going to get pissed off, and they're going to what's the word I'm looking for? They're going to react in the ways. There's a word. Everyone knows the word. You're all thinking what the word is. It's the same thing. When you poke them with the stick over and over and over, eventually they're going to punch you in the face. I mean, it's exactly like Wuhan. Wuhan is shoved down our throat every fucking day. So you get two kinds of people. You get the people who are absolutely terrified and they wear their muzzle in their fucking car. And then you get the other people who just lose their fucking patience and tolerance for it. And they don't wear the muzzle and they tell you to go fuck yourself. And then you can't figure out why is everything so polarized? Not Polaroid, that's a camera. Why is everything so polarized? Why are there there's so much polarization over this issue? I don't know. I can't figure it out. You keep telling me that white people are all racist and we're responsible for every bad thing that's ever happened and we need to take a knee for black people. I can't figure out why there's polarization. I can't figure out why I don't give a shit about the pox. I am baffled. Absolutely baffled. Recently, there has been an increase in racially biased incidents reports attributed to the current climate around racial bias and greater involvement of the students. According to Assistant Vice President, you know how none of these are real jobs? Assistant Vice President for Student Affairs, Kathy Cisneros. Additionally, there are many cultural centers located in the Lori Student Center and other campus buildings that provide guidance, community, and resources for students. Because the students need community provided for them because they don't have friends. I don't know. The Black/African-American Cultural Center offers the Rites of Passage Retreat, which normally includes a fall semester retreat, workshops, and outings. The Native American Cultural Center offers North Star Peer Mentoring, because these kids don't have parents to mentor them, which matches incoming freshmen and transfers with upper class students. El Centero, the Latinx Cultural Center, offers a similar program for first year students called La Conexión. For incoming freshmen, the Asian/Pacific American Cultural Center also recommends a peer mentoring program, which hosted an ice cream social and a hike to Horsetooth Reservoir last year. Now, there are no resources for white people, because, see, that would be racist. Well, but great one. Our entire society is a resource for white people. Oh, you mean the society that was created by white people? Well, no, great one. Black people and Asian people created the United States because the black people worked on the plantations and the Asian people built the railroads. Oh. So if black people created our society by working on plantations, and if Africa is filled with black people, but they're all poor and their fucking civilization sucks, all they really need to do is work on some plantations and they could recreate the United States. Well, then why don't they just go work on some plantations? Well, but there's no white people there to create the plantations. Oh, so they can't do anything without white people. So yes, the black people may have picked the cotton and some Asian people may have done some work on a railroad. It was white people who told them what to do, and it's white people who figured out how to do it. That's racist. No, that's reality. Well, you're saying white people are better than black people. Yeah, I am, because there's this thing around us called reality, which all of you fucking retards, including the conservative Republicans, are just desperate to deny. Okay, if black people can do anything white people can do, explain why Africa is a shithole and Europe and North America are becoming shitholes because all the people want to leave the shitholes and come here. We obviously are doing something better because nobody's leaving the United States to go to Africa. To learn how to be actively anti-racist and combat racism on campus, view the resources on the Office of the Vice President for Diversity's Educate Yourself website. Yes, you can go to the CSU. You can educate yourself, my friends, on how to be actively anti-racist. Because you see, it's not just enough to not be a racist. You have to be actively anti-racist. And actively anti-racist means, of course, anti-white. It means participating in the Great Replacement. All right, that was like 1/10 of the material. Great. It's going to be a long, long. Ooh, next episode, we got some feminism coming up. Yes. We're going to get away from racism for a little bit. We're going to stop talking about how white people are evil. We're going to talk about how men are evil. Did you know that this is the headline, there is a gray area giving consent while intoxicated. Not if you're a man.